with Spy Jones and the City Slickers, including Doodles Weaver as Professor Beetlebaum, George Rock, Deacon Freddie Morgan, Sir Frederick Gass, and our special guest, the beautiful 20th Century Fox star, Miss Jean Tierney. Today we're broadcasting transcribed from the great metropolis of Philadelphia.
Hey, you! Do you know what Benjamin Franklin said when he discovered electricity?
No. What?
For the love of Mike, don't miss Spike!
And here are Spike and the City Slickers with the Pennsylvania Polka.
Now that we've moved to Saturday night, let's have a little organization around here.
What can we do for you, Mr. Jones?
Hey, let me hear what you were doing just now. Ah, beautiful. What were you doing? Ah, lovely. And what were you doing?
Racing for the moon.
That'll teach Von Monroe not to warm up in our studio.
Strike up the cowbell, Spike Jones has begun. The Pennsylvania Polka. It's Saturday night and it's time to have fun. The Pennsylvania Polka. The Slickers are ready, they wait for the gun. What a sweet refrain, listen while I entertain ya, with the polka from Pennsylvania.
Music lovers. Tonight, our tired troubadours have trooped into Philadelphia. Philadelphia, the historic city where Paul Revere made his famous ride. And
Mr. Jones, Paul Revere didn't ride here.
Oh. Philadelphia, where General Custer made his last stand.
Mr. Jones, General Custer didn't make his last stand here.
Oh. Philadelphia, where Abraham Lincoln wrote the Emancipation Proclamation.
Mr. Jones, Abraham Lincoln didn't write the Emancipation Proclamation here.
Philadelphia, where nothing ever happened. Now it's time for another one of our Seeing America with Spike series. Tonight, radio sightseeing tour number 6. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. From Frank Palumbo's clique, we have just brought you Eugene Armody and the Philadelphia Bebop Orchestra. The city of Philadelphia was established more than 266 years ago by William Penn, who sailed up the Delaware River and founded the city. We recreate this historic moment.
I am William Penn. I am sailing my ship up the Delaware River. Oh, here is a likely looking spot for a city. Stop the boat. Indian. I will make my plans known to him. Indian, I am going to establish Philadelphia here. What do you think of that?
Idea stinkum.
Why, isn't this a healthy place?
Keep healthy.
Well, isn't there enough room here?
Keep enough room.
Then why shouldn't I build Philadelphia here?
Because this is Camden, New Jersey.
Upon hearing this, his crew picked up William and bounced him up and down like a ball, till his head came to a point. And thus, not only did William become the founder of Philadelphia, but also America's first ballpoint pen. Today, Philadelphia is a huge industrial city, and we decide to visit some of its factories. As we walk through the manufacturing district, we pass the Whitman Chocolate Company and SKF Ball Bearing Plant. These make one of the city's principal products, chocolate-covered ball bearings. We remember that we promised to pay a visit to the RCA Victor plant across the river in Camden. We walk into the manager's office and introduce ourselves. My name is Spike Jones. Who'd you think I was, Sammy Kay? I just dropped in to find out about my latest recording of McNamara's band. How's it been going?
It's been giving us a lot of trouble on the jukeboxes.
Really?
Yeah. That's the first record we've ever had where when you put a nickel in the jukebox, the little arm comes out, picks up the record, and throws it at the customer.
I just can't believe that my records are causing so much trouble. Have you got any of them here?
Let me see now. Yeah, here's one. It's Minka with a trumpet solo by George Rock.
Well, put that on and let's hear what it sounds like.
Thank you.
time, George. All right. Professor Fiedelbaum. Professor, how do you like Philadelphia?
Oh, it's a wonderful city. This is where my old alma mater is.
Penn State?
No, State Penn. Now, for all my friends in the city of brotherly love, I shall sing a tender ballad, the hit song of the day, the Pussycat Song. Am I in voice?
Well, that proves that the Liberty Bell isn't the only thing in Philadelphia that's cracked.
Come out, my kitty purrin', curdy pittin', my sister's knittin', mosquito bittin', no, quick the flittin'. Are you kidding? I mixed up, maybe I better start again. come out, my pretty kitten, we will serenade the moon, yeah, no. Come out, my pretty kitten. You know, this is a song about kittens, so I think I'll tell you a story about three cats I know. There are three cats, and their names were Foot, 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 and Foot, 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 see? And they played bridge all the time they played bridge. And one night they were playing bridge, and they were playing three-pawed bridge, of course, and all of a sudden Foot, little Foot, says, oh, I feel terrible, see? So Foot, Foot, and Foot, Foot, Foot says, what's the matter, Foot? And Foot says, I feel awful, you better call the doctor. So they called the doctor, and he came over, he looked at little Foot, he says, Foot, Foot, and Foot, 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 Foot looks like a very sick cat, I'm afraid Foot's gonna die. So sure enough, little Foot died, and the next day they buried little Foot. So that night, Foot, Foot, and Foot, Foot, Foot were playing bridge, you see? And all of a sudden, Foot, Foot went, oh! I feel terrible. So says, Foot, Foot says, what's the matter? He says, Foot, Foot says, oh, I feel terrible. You better call the doctor. So the doctor called up and says, Foot, 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 this is the doctor. Come right over. The doctor came over. He looked at Foot, 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 and he said to Foot, 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 he says, Foot, Foot's a very sick cat, see? So Foot, Foot, Foot said, what's the matter? And he says, I don't know, but Foot, Foot is so sick, I think Foot, Foot's going to die. And Foot, Foot, Foot says, oh, no, doctor, don't tell me that. We got one foot in the grave already. Come out, my pretty kitten. We will sing a little soon, not meow. I wrote a little tune once. It was called, Come Out of the Wheat Field, Grandma. You're going against the grain. Come out, my kitty Fritten. My Angora Mitten. My funny cat. No, you little rat. No. Your dandy hat. No, my handicap. Handicap? That has to do with horses. Horses! And there they go. It's Angler Spangler First, lovely Helen Well, Linda Winnette, and Limburger Cheese is growing stronger and stronger. Meow, meow, meow.
Thank you, Professor. Good night, Jean. Good night, music lovers.
Good night, Frank.
Mike Jones of the City Slickers may be seen in person in their musical depreciation review this coming week in Allentown, Reading, Mahanoy City, Wilkes-Barre, and Trenton. And don't forget to tune in again next Saturday at this same time when Coca-Cola presents The Spike Jones Show.
For the love of Spike,
don't miss Spike! The Coca-Cola Company presented The Spike Jones Show same time. Gene Tierney appeared through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox, producers of Down to the Sea in Ships, starring Richard Widmark and Lionel Barrymore. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.